Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the ANC meeting. Today is December 13. It's at 7:03. We had a commissioner present, Frank Adams, Arturo, Chad, and me. We had a quorum. Each one had the agenda, and we need to approve the agenda. Please, commission. Frank, you want to approve? Oh.
Just a little. I want to bring up the two special items here. The two special topics. That is, we've got visitors who want to speak on voting rights by making the residential part of the district into a county of Maryland. And we've also got someone to speak and encourage people to participate in the Women's March scheduled, I believe, for January 21st. Question for the commission. Do you want to hear for these folks? First, on the retrospection, are we interested in listening to a speaker on that for maybe 10 minutes?
Would you mind?
Yes. I want to hear that.
Is that going to be during the public discussion?
No, this is separate.
It's a separate thing. Okay, that's fine.
No objection. And same for the Women's March on Washington. Since we have no business tonight, it seems reasonable to... Oh, Adam says 5 minutes? Oh, Adam's being stingy. Okay.
Okay. All those in favor?
All in favor.
Okay.
Okay,
we
thank
have
you.
That all in favor. Yes, public discussion.
Okay, this is for everyone to speak. This is not replacing what you were speaking on. This is in addition, because we always have to have a public discussion where people are to bring up issues to the neighborhood. And I want to point out that we have an interpreter working, so you have to speak reasonably clearly and slowly so that he can keep up. Okay? And if anybody wants to hear it in Spanish, we've got it available for you in Spanish. Now then, public discussion. Just sort of like somebody's... We could have our new commissioner introduce himself.
Hi everyone, my name is Stuart Carafa. I'm the commissioner for ANC 1D05, which is along Irving Street, Hobart, Harvard, and then up kind of in steps throughout the neighborhood up to the far corner, replace Arturo's district. Thank you, I'm great, Ann. How are you?
Howdy everyone, I'm John Stewart. I'm the commissioner-elect for SMD01, which covers between 17th and 18th Street from Kenyon to Newton, and then kind of over around Newton and Monroe and up past the Northridge Apartments. So
they're in it for the big bucks, I'm sure, right? Yeah, the fat paycheck. Anybody else have something to say? Oh, the mayor's office wishes to speak.
I probably don't need a microphone. I'm pretty loud naturally, so.
Hold on. Let me point out, the meeting is being recorded. Okay. That is their official recording. Therefore, you have to use the microphone.
Okay, using the microphone, so be recorded officially. I wanted to let everyone know that earlier this week, the mayor announced some changes that will be happening at DHCD. Department of Housing and Community Development. Specifically, there will be an increase in the budget of almost 50%. This will have real consequences and benefits for people who are inspired and would like to own a home in the district, as well as homeowners. There's also an increase in the amount of HPAP loans that will be allowed from $50,000 to $80,000 US, as well as that people will be allowed to revise the repayment for 70% of HPAP borrowers. As well, I wanted to let everyone know that the mayor will be launching the new year with a 5K walk January 1st, and more information can be found with me. As well, if you're interested in a newsletter, I can have you sign up for that, and I'll provide you updates on many events that are going on throughout D.C. Thank you.
Anybody else? Seeing none, let us proceed.
Can I say something?
I just want to say welcome to the new ANC members. Welcome, yes. Let's give them a round of applause.
I don't have any report. Oh, yes. We walked in the last week with John from the mayor office, and we checked out all sidewalking in the old main Mount Pleasant for the for the old repair in Mount Pleasant. But the new commission, they need to starting to follow up the process. Okay. You want to say something, John?
Yeah, we did a walk.
We did a walkthrough with several DC government agencies to kind of identify problems in Mount Pleasant along the main corridor, and so we did that three times in the past month. Be happy to let everyone know that we have new benches in Lamont Park, as well as we're going to be following up on some other issues. So I want to thank Chair Rivas for taking the time to walk with us through the neighborhood and identify those issues. And I'd also like to thank the other commissioners that spent time over the last month to sit down and speak with me, including Commissioner Agro, as well as Commissioner McKay. Besides that, I was remiss in not thanking the commissioners for their service to the city. The mayor's office is very grateful for your time and your service, and I want to thank you for that over the last, in many cases, multiple years. But also, congratulations as well to the new commissioners.
I just like to say I'd like to. First of all, welcome all of you this evening. Thank you all for coming out. And also to congratulate the new commissioners on their new positions. And, you know, my family's been in the neighborhood for many years, and we will always continue to be here, God willing. So feel free if you have any questions. We'll still be involved in the community, as always. So I wish you all well. I wish the ongoing commission as well too. And those of us who have worked together in the last couple of years, I'm very grateful for the experience. Thank you and Godspeed.
Jack.
I just want to say that we expect the outgoing commissioners to keep in touch. You know how to call us, okay? We expect to hear from you.
We continue to support to all commissioners for the next coming year. In my place, Jasmine Romero, I support to her. Yeah, is only one Hispanic in the commission. And next year, please support to her. Okay, we continue with Jack with the secretary report.
Before we do, the people who just came in want to say anything? Would you like to speak? Oh, wait, you missed the public discussion period. I'm offering you a makeup. Yes? No? You're okay. All right. On we go.
Yes, I say secretary report.
Secretary, I've distributed the minutes of the November 15th/28 meeting. The meeting that 28th was continuation of the 15th. I made a modification today, as you know. Just bringing it up, eliminating my personal opinion from the text. Are there any further corrections to be offered to those minutes? Seeing none, I will deem them accepted. Thank you. Treasurer's report. Very brief tonight. Jasmine is not here and Julio is not here. So our only checks are one, two, Julian back there for the interpreting that he's doing now, and one for James True for putting up the posters for this meeting. I assume there's no question or concern about those expenditures. Thank you. And that's this is the end of the quarter, so I'll be doing a quarterly report in the January meeting, which gets a little awkward because it may be a different treasurer, who knows. But we will see. Okay, that's it for the treasurer report. Thank you.
Okay. Adams.
All right, the clean committee. The only report I have is that the light bulbs for the lights, the festival lights, came in, and the contractor said that they're the wrong type, but the vendor says they are the right type. So I have to reconcile that, but I have the, hopefully I have the right ones. If they're not, then I'll get the right ones shipped in the next 2 days, and then the vendor will put them up. So the agency should expect an invoice coming from the contractor that will physically, like, bring out a hydraulic lift and bring it up and actually put them in 20 lights. So I'll get that to Jack and CC the commission.
Okay, let me know if we didn't before. I need a time stamp. It's 7:14.
Okay. We continue with all guests on voting rights.
Visitor with ideas about how we could actually get voting rights in Congress. Okay, now watch out for that loudspeaker. You have to worry about the feedback to the microphone.
Good evening. Me llamo David. No listo para hablar en español, so I'm going to speak in English. I founded a nonprofit over the summer called Douglas County, Maryland, and I'm here to tell you about it. I grew up in the district. This is my second presentation at an ANC meeting. Prior to this, it's been about 40 years since I was at an ANC meeting when my father was an ANC commissioner in Woodley Park. So it brings back, and I'm happy to be here, and thank you, McKay, for the discussion we had on the phone earlier this week and or last week, and thank you for having me come out tonight. I have a website that I've put together called DouglasCountyMD.org, and I invite you all to take a look at that. I've also brought some material from the website and the press release, and I'm going to leave those here if somebody wishes to take a peek. I've got, I don't know, maybe 6 copies or so. For that. If you'll excuse me, I need to put my glasses on because I'm getting old and I can't see well anymore. So, do that. So I was part of a group for years called the Committee for the Capital City, and we advocated for voting rights for citizens of the District of Columbia, possibly through retrocession. But I decided to branch out on my own and make Douglas County, Maryland exist, and that's what I'm doing now. So there's different solutions for to solve the issue of the fact that the citizens in the District of Columbia are second-class citizens in terms of the fact that they do not have a vote in Congress, they don't have senators, and they have limited home rule, or they have some home rule, but not enough. And the most prevalent one that you always talk about is being the 51st state. And I love the idea of being the 51st state, but I understand politics, and I understand that the 51st state is really not a solution that's going anywhere. So there's other solutions. There's potentially a constitutional amendment that was tried in 1978 when there was a Democratic president, there was a Democratic Congress. It got out to the states. It got ratified by 16 out of the states. It's supposed to get 3/4 of the states. It then died, and then we've been trying to have the 51st state exist as the solution, and that's gone, unfortunately, nowhere. So retrocession has already occurred. There's a place called Arlington, Virginia. It exists. It was part of the District of Columbia. It retroceded in 1847. It's really the only solution that can work. So I'm here to talk about that. Douglas County, Maryland is named after Frederick Douglass. It's also with the initials DC. If you see my logo, it's a combination of the Maryland flag and the DC flag. It doesn't have to be that. That's just a catchy way of trying to crystallize the idea. And right now, in fact, we have an article being, or an editorial being published in the Post as we speak, my colleague and I, Michael Wine. I think you'll see more of me talking about this at ANC meetings, on the radio, and other things in the future. But I'm looking to talk to people like yourselves, to listen to what your ideas are on the subject, to point out this is a solution that could occur if we are willing to embrace a solution as opposed to a talking point. And it's very simple. The creation of Douglas County, Maryland would be the same boundaries as the creation of New Columbia, the monumental core section where no one lives would not be part of it. That part of it becomes like Vatican City. And the rest of it becomes Douglas County, Maryland, like Arlington, Virginia became Arlington, Virginia. Then the citizens would have the rights to vote on senators, have a congressperson, and have more home rule. There would be certain government functions that might be then more based in Annapolis or in other parts of the state, although they could still be based in the District of Columbia or Douglas County because it's part of the state. But those would be economies of scale that could be created. And I think that actually you could see a benefit in terms of the efficiencies that could happen if Douglas County, Maryland was to be created. And I discussed that a little bit on my website. There's a statistics page. And I'm also trying to have a public policy department, probably of the University of Maryland, study the merger as a capstone for their public policy students in the near future.
Point of information. Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Where is Douglas County, Maryland?
So you're sitting in it. Douglas County, Maryland is a future county. It's the District of Columbia except for the Monumental Core.
Okay, so this is the current District of Columbia.
Correct. So here's, for example, the picture of, if you go on my website, you can see it too. But this is the District of Columbia with all the ANCs. That's Douglas County, Maryland, except for the Monumental Core, which is the same meets and bounds as what New Columbia would be, where the very part in the middle between Independence and Constitution and around the Supreme Court and around the White House is not part of it. That's like a Vatican City area. So that's the answer to your question. I can answer any questions. I can try to answer any questions people have if they have some.
I don't know, but like to me,
yeah,
you know, I from your introduction, I got lost from the beginning.
Yeah,
the Maryland flag.
Well, it's actually the DC, the Maryland flag combined.
Well, I understand that, but like when I see the Maryland flag, I think it kind of confused me a little bit.
Right.
Because the thing is, it's like we're talking about DC voting rights, and that's what we've been fighting for.
Right.
Quite some time, and I think I didn't quite get it.
Right.
If you want to,
I'm going to just make a quick motion that I appreciate you giving the presentation.
Yes.
We've had the time, but why don't we just give the our guests tell us a website where they can learn more information, and then we can move on to the next speaker.
Yes. So I don't want to take up too much of your time, and I appreciate the time that you've afforded me already. And it's www.douglas2smd.org. And thank you very much for allowing me to speak. And, I can take questions offline as well.
Jack?
Just one question I'd like to have answered. There are two levels of retrocession that have been offered. Full retrocession has happened in Arlington, which would result in the district sending a lot of its local powers to Annapolis. And there is a sort of semi-retrocession where the Douglas County would exist for purposes of allocating representatives, but we would still retain our statehood powers here in the district. Which are you advocating?
Well, I think that constitutionally the way it would work is more in line with the former. But if you understand the way the counties are run, the school board in Montgomery County runs Montgomery County. So it's basically a local you still have local control of your jurisdiction. Just because you'd be a county in Maryland wouldn't mean that you would lose your control of your area. Only certain state functions, like the DMV, for example, or maybe the overall education system, would be functioned in Annapolis. Most functions would be local, just like Montgomery County runs Montgomery County. And I don't think that you lose your ethnicity of being a Washingtonian if you are part of Douglas County. In fact, I would say that you enhance it by having representation, not by being a second-class citizen. My refrain would be, there is no pride. There is no, it's not a point of pride. A second-class citizen is not a point of pride. Is that my, that's my major point. So, I thank you very much for your time.
We continue.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. My name's Amit. I live down the street on Lamont. And I'm here to talk about the Women's March, which I believe that most people are fairly familiar with at this point. If you're not, I'm certainly not an expert, but happy to point you in the direction of people that know a lot more than I do. I'm here in particular because I know that this is an issue that other ANCs have taken up, and so I'm curious to have a discussion with the community and the commission about what we in Mount Pleasant might be able to do. Brass tacks, like logistics, the march is on Sunday. January 21st, starting at 10 a.m., there has been a starting location secured, but the march route has not yet been publicized, and I believe that it will remain secret for a little while longer before, so that things can get figured out. It's going to begin at Independence Avenue and 3rd Street Southwest. My question is, first, if you guys have any questions about the march, and then second, what might we in Mount Pleasant be able to do in support? Other ANCs have passed resolutions of support. There is an organization that is coordinating the march, and they are looking for donations. There's also an opportunity for organizations to sign on as supporting organizations. Honestly, I don't know what exactly that entails. But I'm happy to find out if businesses in Mount Pleasant are interested in supporting as well.
Yeah, I think your best plan at this point, since this meeting is the last meeting of the year and it won't happen in time for the march, is just to ask the commissioners if they want to give their individual support in a letter or something like that. You could draft a letter and send it to the commissioners and have them sign it. Probably won't have time for a resolution, but individual commissioners can show their support on their own if they want.
That sounds great to me.
Can I take a shot? Yeah, you have a question.
You said it was set Sunday the 21st?
Whenever the 21st is.
Is that the Saturday?
Yes, the 21st is the Saturday, apparently.
What exactly is this Women's March?
So the Women's March is meant to be an all-inclusive march supporting the rights of women, of the Latinx community, LGBT rights, basically to stand in solidarity together and show that there's a broad constituency for a lot of the hate rhetoric that we heard in the election.
But is this like support of like reproductive rights?
There's not a specific ask. It's a women's march, and maybe there is one that's being formulated. I'm not 100% sure, to be honest. But I think it's supposed to be a broad, all-inclusive march, supporting the rights of immigrants, supporting the rights of women, supporting the rights of LGBT people. Does that help answer your question?
Not that much, but I was just sort of wondering what the march was like. What would I be marching for?
In support of your community and in support of working together.
Is this a response to the results of the election?
Yes.
I think maybe that's what I think I'm getting from your question there, because, you know, the things that she addressed in terms of like reproductive rights, other issues, you know, that women go through and stuff.
It's a response.
People might not get it, and if this is like a response, yeah. Is that the question? I mean.
My question was like, what exactly is the march? Like,
No, the opposite. It's a march in support of... Nothing specific like that. It's meant to be an all-inclusive response against the election and against the rhetoric of the incoming administration. It's been billed sort of that way, but I think the purpose is, instead of framing it in an anti-way, it's a supportive march.
Sure, perhaps we could take the rest of this discussion offline.
Sure.
Thank you.
But to the commissioner's point about letters of support, are you committing to signing on?
Why don't you just email us and we can take care of it outside the meeting. Thank you.
Hello.
I think there's no resolution right now written. Is there any resolution written?
There are drafts in other agencies.
I think we should definitely I think a resolution should be written in support of this march. It's an important march. This is a reaction against what is happening to all of us. And what's going to be happening to all of us in the United States. And I think it's the response. It's women who are fighting for their rights and so forth. We may have an administration that don't respect women, and it's a big concern. I think we should do something about it. In fact, I think the ANC's never been involved in a lot of the things. I think we should be involved. We should try to be involved. We should encourage involvement in our community, and we should attempt to see if any possibilities of supporting the march, if we can form something in Mon Plaza to really help to organize, to take women and men and young people to the march, it would be a good thing to do. So in my opinion, I think we should support it, and we should listen to a resolution, and we should move on this thing.
Chat.
I just want to, first of all, thank you for your support, and also to clarify that while it's billed a women's march, it's not just for women. This really is a march to support women's rights, to support inclusive societies, to support immigrants' rights, LGBT rights. So it's more broad than just women.
Yeah, my wife and I are probably already going to do the march. We were planning to attend. We already talked about it. But in terms of like how the ANC is involved, again, I kind of think at this point that, having a letter, you know, that you would draft and send to us and have us sign it is equally effective. In addition to passing a resolution, I mean, I think it accomplishes the same goal. So that's my opinion at this point.
Jack, please.
I am totally supportive of this effort. If my wife were in better condition, she'd be down there participating. Because it really is a march in opposition to some of the terrible things that are happening and are coming in with the new president. Nonetheless, I think as far as the ANC is concerned, our job is to advise the district government concerning its policies, and this goes beyond that. As individuals, be my guest, support as an individual ANC commissioner the march onward. But let's not take ANC time on it. Please don't.
I'd like to say again that the ANC is here, and it's active, but it's also dormant. I think the ANC, we live in this area, and we should definitely encourage and attempt to get other people involved in things that we support and so forth. So I'm telling the new ANC members, take a look at this and see what we can do about organizing. And in fact, using ANC money to move forward and to encourage people to fight for their rights. So in my opinion, I think that we've been very dormant. And the ANC is always a dormant organization. I don't know why. We need a letter. I don't know what it is that we need. We need action. And if the new ANC members would like to encourage this, I will support it all the way. And I'm going to actually go to the march, and I'm encourage other people to go, and we'll see what we can do. That's all I'm saying.
Adams.
I'd like to say that I support the march. I support... You know, but what the point is trying to get everybody to be on the same page in terms of what this is really about, and feeling that passion to make sure that it's effective, and it does what it's supposed to do. This is a very important time that we live in, And I'm sick and tired of having to be around things that are, you know, you believe it the first time and then it fizzles out. It's not something that's sustaining. Whatever we're doing, we have to do with some consciousness and make sure that it's doing what it's supposed to do. And this is why I have been really, in the past, not been very happy with a lot of some of the organizations. It's like, in theory and in lettering, everything sounds nice. But when it comes to action, there's nothing there. Thank you.
Point of information to the chair. I wanted to make an announcement, but I'll wait until you grant me the chance to make an announcement I forgot about before the meeting.
Okay. I support to Women in March in Washington because I know the organization in 1994, you starting here in Mount Pleasant. Because I was working with Ayuda, with the domestic violence, and I working together with that founder, this group. I support. I think that we need to make a resolution. Right now, we don't need to wait, you know. I don't know what, because this is for the women's rights.
We just don't.
In general, you know.
Can I say something? Just like we did with the paid family leave, there was a lot of discussion going before we had a meeting, and so that helps us to get something together. But to write a resolution at a meeting, I don't think it's wise. I don't think so. I mean, I think we should have had something with us, equipped with some knowledge and some understanding, and we're asking all these questions here right now, and I don't think it's fair to the people that we represent to be able to make a decision and just to put up something just for the sake of. But as individual commissioners, as an individual, I'd be happy to support this project.
Remember, this is your last period, you know, in December. This is your last meeting.
He has until the 31st. He has until the 31st of the year to sign a letter.
I'll send a letter. Send me a letter, I'll sign it.
But the letter, but you need the support for funding or only for the support?
Just to clarify, this recently came up in my personal circles, and my question is to the ANC how it's best to proceed. So I'm not asking for anything. I'm curious about knowing sort of what is the best course forward. If that is a public letter that you all are willing to sign, happy to draft, and we'll send it around. There is also a draft resolution that's going through other ANCs. I can forward that to you if that's something that I honestly don't know what the process is, but if there is some way to take that up, either here or with the new commissioners, happy to do that too. And then if there's something that, as the ANC, you can recommend to the mayor's office, that as well, or the city council members.
I would recommend that before you come to the ANC meeting to email the chair or the secretary of the ANC if you do anything like this again and in advance of the meeting, and then they would be better prepared to take action on that.
Happy to do that. I had emailed, Frank is my commissioner, I asked what's the best way to talk about this, and he suggested putting me on the agenda.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense that trying to do a resolution on the fly is generally leads to a bad result. I surely invite Arturo to support this offline. And right now, I want to move that the meeting be adjourned.
Before we do that, can I make a quick announcement? May I make an announcement? So I forgot to mention this. I had lunch today with former Commissioner Phil Lepanto and with a woman named Brianne. Her last name escapes me right now, but she won, not Nadeau, another Brianne, but she won the grant for the joint Columbia Heights Mount Pleasant Main Street concept. And so this is still in the conceptual phase, but and she has talked to a number of individuals so far, and the feedback that I have from that meeting is very positive. I think that the idea is that there's money coming in from the city to organize a nonprofit to support Columbia Heights and Mount Pleasant. But I think the spirit of it that I'm advocating for is that the individual neighborhoods, Mount Pleasant, 11th Street, and Columbia Heights, maintain their autonomy through a committee structure of some kind that reports into this kind of administrative group, and then we share resources like clean teams and things like that, and we have our own individual projects. So the takeaway from the meeting was that there's going to be a meet and greet that we're going to organize in Mount Pleasant, where we'll invite all the ANC commissioners elect and other representatives from the neighborhood, and perhaps the public as well. It'll be up to Breanne how she wants to do that. But she does plan on engaging community leaders and the public in what, you know, they're looking for and how they can get involved. So I ask that the new ANC commission coming in will get a full presentation or on this new proposal. And if I may play a role in it, I may not. I've offered my support, but I look to the new ANC to be a partner with us in that process. Thank you.
Adjourn. No, Madam Chair, I haven't finished with this thing yet about the march. You know, this is young people come here to talk to us, to tell us about something that is we all already support. I've heard everything everybody support. So I don't see what is the bureaucratic problem here. We all support, this ANC supports this march. So they'll give us a resolution, because I don't know what the resolution will do, but give it to us anyway, to keep up with the bureaucracy, and give us a resolution and see what we can do about moving. And when the new ANC members come in, we'll come back and I'll come back and we'll see how we can get something more than just a resolution. I mean, it's not the government is not supporting the thing. It's us, the individuals here. So if I support it, you support it, that's it. It's done. I don't see what is a big problem at sending something to the government that they're not going to say anything about it.
Okay. Okay, question. Jack, can you make that question. Clarification? Where is the next step for the...
At the moment, there's a motion on the floor to adjourn, and that takes priority.
Could I have one question?
Frank.
I just lost it. See, that's what always happens to me. I have something in my mind, and then all of a sudden, someone... forget it. I'll remember it. What were you going to say?
I second the motion to adjourn the meeting, okay. And I wish the new ANC lots of luck in 2017. Congratulations.
Okay.
Adjourned at 7:41.
We're adjourning the meeting. Okay.
Oh, God. I'm glad.